Inside the mind of a school shooter. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. The 19-year-old who killed two people at a high school in St. Louis yesterday before he was killed had a notebook describing his life as the perfect storm for a mass shooter.
He wrote, quote, "I don't have any friends. I don't have any family. I've never had a girlfriend. I've never had a social life. I've been an isolated loner my entire life."
St. Louis Police Commissioner Michael Sack also says the gunman used an AR-15-style rifle and had hundreds of rounds of ammunition. The FBI assisting in the investigation. Orlando Harris had graduated from that school last year. He was killed in a shootout with police. His attack left a 15-year-old girl and a teacher dead and seven others injured, some of them apparently hurt while jumping out of the three-story building. Mexico says Remain in Mexico is over. The Trump-era program had forced many asylum seekers to wait in Mexico for immigration hearings. And over the summer, the Biden administration won a court fight to end it. Mexico's foreign ministry just announcing it is now done, but that Mexico will still guarantee adequate stay and protection for migrants already there under the program. It's debate night in Pennsylvania, the only debate planned in the hotly contested Senate race between Republican Dr. Mehmet Oz and Democratic Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman, who continues recovery from a stroke.
There will not be a live audience. There will be live closed captioning as per Fetterman's request as he continues to recover from a stroke that he suffered in May. And his campaign is downplaying expectations, acknowledging Oz's decades-long experience as a TV host means, quote, "Oz clearly comes into Tuesday night with a huge built-in advantage."
Fox's Brian Yenis in Harrisburg. Pennsylvania, one of four states, still a toss-up in the new Fox News power rankings, leaving control of the Senate up in the air. Republicans are projected to win a 16-seat House majority, though. That's one more than last week's forecast. America is listening to Fox News.
Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at armorall.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
A group of House Democrats withdraws a letter urging the Biden administration to negotiate a peace settlement with Russia over the war in Ukraine.
The letter, signed by more than 30 members of the Congressional Progressive Caucus, was drafted several months ago, Democrat Pramila Jayapal says, and sent out by staff this week without vetting. Jayapal chairs the Progressive Caucus and says the letter created an unfortunate appearance. Democrats are somehow aligned with Republicans who seek to pull the plug on support for Ukraine. That statement notes a quote last week from House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy suggesting a GOP majority won't support a blank check for Ukraine aid. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
The Dutch maker of recalled CPAP machines and ventilators, already subpoenaed by federal prosecutors, now says repairing and replacing millions of units may drag into next year.
In June of last year, Philips recalled several machines, including ventilators and CPAP devices. The FDA said the machine foam inside can break down, causing little black spots to form on the equipment, and is possibly linked to breathing in chemicals. The agency said they received tens of thousands of reports of pneumonia, sinus infections, headaches, even cancer. And the FDA recommended people maybe add a bacterial filter to their device. Philips has said ongoing testing of recalled devices showed low levels of chemicals were being detected. They replaced the foam with a silicone-based product, but the FDA said that failed a safety test.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal, the FDA pushing the company to improve its repair-replace program. Hyundai breaks ground on a new plant in Georgia to build electric vehicles and batteries. A top executive with Korea's largest automaker telling reporters in Savannah the plant could build up to a 500,000 vehicles every year if the demand is there. It's scheduled to begin production in January of 2025. Stocks remain higher. The Dow's up 254. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.